This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Here on the Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, seriously, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being. This just in, the Democrats, Mrs. Pelosi, And Chuck Schumer are giving Donald Trump an F for the first 100 days. He's done nothing. He's got nothing done. And all he's doing is ruining the economy. Think about this. After 100 days, they want... After 100 days, they want to tag him. Not attack, but tag him. With all the downs of the economy, with how bad the economy is. He's not where he said it was going to be. He hasn't done this. He hasn't done that. He hasn't done this. And it's all Trump's fault. And if you think about this, Obama got away for 5 years, big 5 years, of saying it was all President Bush's fault. So Obama got 5 years to blame somebody else for where he was at. Even though the first 2 years, he had total control, like these guys do right now, or to a big degree. And the only thing that's a little bit of a bummer is that he doesn't have enough people in the Senate to make things happen. But I want you to think about that. So Obama got away with blaming Bush for everything, and they allowed it. They were good with it. Now, within 100 days, not even really enough time to get the economy rolling. I mean, remember, it took Reagan, when it finally hit, 3 years out? Before it really snapped and started moving properly? So they want to nail him with everything within 100 days. So it just shows you how desperate they are, really, if you think about it. As a whole. Because there's no rational, sane person that's going to try to stick this on him. And I don't know, some of the stories you guys threw at me, I'm not going to get to them tonight. I may not even try. If you're looking for Xander Gibb, I told you he's a little under the weather tonight, so he's not on. And then after the first break here, we're going to have David Fisher on with me. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. We're going to talk a little bit about gold and your finances and what's going to happen in the short run. You know, think about it. In the EU, if it goes what some people consider the wrong way, and the wrong person gets elected to France, they're going to try to make a pull away from the EU. That's going to drive the price of gold and precious metals up. And if they don't, I don't know. Maybe it's a longer, slower death. Can't keep going the way they're going. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's not that hard to figure out. These guys aren't that open. Let me tell you what. So, This is why I said you got to be so careful. You heard Sam Sorbo the other night say the same thing. You got to be so careful with your kids. You have to watch out. You have to find out what's going on. Now, a bunch of irate parents after there are a bunch of irate parents after they found out that a school didn't report that a teacher pleasured himself in school. In the class. Parents at a Florida middle school are livid after learning a substitute teacher was accused of pleasuring himself during a class. They weren't notified about the incident ever. More than a dozen parents told a local news source they were outraged after learning numerous students likely witnessed the substitute teacher at Shields Middle School pleasuring himself behind a desk during class. Now, one student in the class recorded a video of the teacher that appeared to back up the accusations, showing the teacher moving behind a desk. Numerous students told the Hillsborough County deputies that they witnessed the teacher doing this, while two said that they saw his belt unbuckled and his zipper down. Others told authorities that they saw a naked woman on the teacher's cell phone and that they could plainly see that he was excited. How's that? These are kids. This is why I keep asking you. This is why I keep telling you people, not asking you, but telling you, pay attention to what your kids are doing. Pay attention to what's going on in school. Pay attention to this stuff. Not cool. Now, others told authorities that they saw the naked woman on the teacher's cell phone. Think about that. So how could they see it? Was it really out? You know, my God, these people go crazy when a teacher has a Bible open on a desk. Right? The principal goes running in and does something. Here the kids say they saw a naked woman. They saw him undo his belt. They saw him pull down his zipper. And nothing home to the parents. And you wonder why. We're 47th in the world for science and math? Because we're too busy chasing these POSs out of the classroom. Now, Harrison Peters, the district chief of schools, attempted to downplay the incident by labeling it simply an accusation. Well, they don't downplay accusations on Trump, do they? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. David Fisher joins us after the break. Don't go far. You're going to learn how to protect your money. You better know how to protect your money. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get to my next guest. I got David Fisher on the line with, you know, David, this is the second time this has happened where I go to introduce you and the screen refreshes. Anyway, David Fisher on the line with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure to have him with me. I learn so much when he's on the line with me. How you doing, David?
Good. When the screen goes blank, that means you just can't label me either.
There you go. So. Apparently, yeah. No, or it means bye, bye, bye. You know, I don't know. Whatever, you know. So I always get a kick out of that. It's always perfect. You can kind of see it coming. But So, hey, interesting. All kinds of things happening, whether it be in the market and other places. But right now, we had a president came out with his tax plan. And I have no idea what it means. All I know is after looking at it, I might get like $6,000 back. I don't know. But what did you think overall of the tax? We'll start off with the overall. What did you think overall of the tax plan that he came out with?
Well, I hope it gets passed. It'd be great for small businesses because for the first time, they're supposed to, well, Steve Mnuchin is the one that's actually announcing the tax plan, saying that it's going to be the biggest tax break ever in the history of our country. So they're, when Reagan gave tax breaks, he didn't include DBAs, doing business as, or LLCs, or S-Corps. So it just the big corporations got the tax break. So this is across the board, not just the big boys getting a tax break. It's all the corporations of all levels getting a massive tax cut down to 15% from 35%. And so this is a big tax break, a huge one. And, you know, people who are in small businesses are going to greatly, significantly financially benefit from this.
Yeah,
they got to get the revenue from somewhere else, so that's the problem that this is going to create.
I think you hit the nail on the head because I had a small business, and you know, you talk about S corps. People don't understand all these terms, but most of the terms you were talking about are smaller businesses, the mom and pop businesses, or what have you. It really affects them greatly when their tax rates are so high because in most cases, I needed more guys to work for me, but I didn't have the money to put them on there. We weren't clearing the dollars that we needed to clear. So that was interesting. What about what we refer to as the death tax? You know, somebody was on my show yesterday and said, look, you know, when you're talking about dynasties, people with a boatload of money, why shouldn't we tax them twice? And I said, well, I don't think we should barely tax them once, but you're taxing them twice and three times and four times. They shouldn't have to keep paying taxes on those dollars, should they?
In my opinion, no, but you know, you have to understand this is an argument. When you give a tax break, that's a benefit to some, but that means you got to create more revenue from the other side or somehow. And so where the rubber meets the road is there's a big share of Congress that does not believe that you're going to be able to get the debt down by creating less revenue to the country, a tax break. So, you know, going back to, you know, let's use you as an example. When you're a small business owner, you know, you couldn't hire any more people because you didn't have revenue. So what would happen if you got this tax break back then and they literally cut your taxes in half? You could have more money now to do other things with, to spend, which, you know, small businesses is the main stability of economic growth in the United States. It also creates more, you could, you know, hired more people. So, because you have the revenue, less taxes to do it with. So, therefore, they would create more, another job that would create more tax base back to the country. And that's the theory. So, it's an age-old argument that we're having. And we're going to see if it gets laid to rest through the passing of this or, you know, will they be able to just push it through? I don't know. But I hope it happens. It's going to be great for small businesses. It's not going to be good for the debt of our country. At least history has proven that.
Really? That's too bad because if you really think it through, if I had put two more guys on, the way I see it anyhow, you know, there's two guys paying into payroll tax. There's two guys that are going to go to the grocery store and buy more food. They're going to buy more clothes for their family. They're going to buy more toys, you know, for their house. And again, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but when it comes to this stuff, you would think that some of this is simply common sense. Unless people are afraid, they start hoarding the money, in which case it doesn't go back into the system. So I see where the issue might be.
Well, Larry Kudlow said on CNBC yesterday, he put it very well. And Larry Kudlow was a big right-hand financial advisor to Reagan. So he understands trickle-down economics. He said, you know, you're not going to see the debt go down. You're going to see deficits go up in probably at least 1 to 2 years and possibly three. But it's realistically not till about the fourth year and maybe even the fifth, you're clearly is this going to translate into massive economic growth? For Reagan, it was close to 36 months where it actually started working. But it didn't fix everything. We were on a big spending spree as it was before Reagan got into office. So it's going to take some time.
Yeah, no, I keep telling people that. Not going to fix things overnight. There is no quick pill or silver bullet, whatever they used to call it. But, yeah, there's nothing that's going to turn this around in a heartbeat. So again, I listen to what they're saying. You can tell they're split. A lot of them are spewing party line information, which is just dead wrong. They shouldn't be doing that. They should have businessmen and economists in a room somewhere that's working these things out, not a bunch of people that have probably never owned a business before in their lives. So anyhow.
One thing with that, Joe, I want to talk a little bit more. There's this belief amongst the growing Republicans that they're actually going to start taxing 401ks. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
It's starting to come out a little bit in the news the last few days. They're saying that this could be, and it's not just Republicans, there's some Democrats that are actually wanting to do this, starting to tax retirements. You know, they call it the wealth tax. That's really what the bail-in is, the wealth tax. But this is not a, you know, traditional bail-in where they seize their money, but this is where they're actually going to possibly, they're entertaining the idea now of taxing retirements, because there's 18 plus trillion dollars in retirements that's sitting dormant, that's not getting any tax basis to the government. And they started doing this in-depth study saying if they forced like 401ks into a Roth IRA, which, you know, think about that. They're moving your money from one taxable retirement account to another as part of the bail-in concept, but not seizing your money, but requiring that eventually over time, every year, you're going to pay taxes on that, and it converts it to a Roth IRA. So the this would actually create more revenue in the short period of time for the government.
You're on it. So let's go ahead. We'll hit this after the break. Actually, what I want to hit after the break, too, is the French elections. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. David Fisher is my guest. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right back to my guest. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always, always learn so much when he's with me. And David, thanks for being with me today.
You're absolutely right. So back to what we're really talking about here, the 401ks, for a long time, Democrats were looking at that as a source of revenue of doing what we're talking about. But now the Republicans are actually picking up the ball and running with this thing. So we could see, you know, I don't think we're going to see it this time around, but I think in the near future, we're going to see some sort of changes in retirements that were once not taxed. They're going to force it into a taxable event, and the philosophy is wanting to move to a Roth style 401k. They actually have a name for it. So we're keeping our eyes on that for the listeners.
You know, it just, I made my money. Can you just leave me alone? I mean, it's kind of one of those things, right? We beat our brains out. We work hard. Some of us, as you own your own businesses, you know you don't put in 10 hours a day or 8 hours a day. Sometimes you're putting in 14 or 16 hours a day. Sometimes 20. I've done that for a long time.
This just confirms that the government needs money, and they're looking at everything. Nothing is immune from them looking at to see where they can get money.
So, David, here's how you do it. Just quit your job, quit everything you got going on, and the government will give you money. Did you know that? You can go.
Nice. You're not being true to your book.
I'm just trying to be a good governor. All right. The French elections, and you know, and they do it similar to some of the states here do it, where you kind of have your first election. If they don't, if the biggest winner doesn't get 51+%, then they go into a kind of a runoff thing. Why is this such a big deal to us? I mean, I realize we care that they're stable over there, but why really does this influence our market so much?
Well, they started out with 11 candidates and running, then they cut down to 4 of the top contenders. 2 were from their traditional parties, like we have Democrats and Republicans, they have their own. And then 2 were more like the non-traditional, had their own party that they created, and were more non-traditional in their views of how the country should be run. And ironically, this confirms what people think about politics. Those 2 top people who are not from the parties, from the first time in French history, and now were the top candidates and they're running against each other. They won the first round of elections. The second round is in almost 2 weeks. And Marine Le Pen and Emmanuel Macron, who's the centrist, he's an ex-banker, he is actually in the lead. And the polls says there's 62% chance that he will be elected as the next president. Well, you know, we saw polls being wrong with Brexit. Polls were wrong with Trump. If polls are wrong and Marine Le Pen becomes the next president of France, then her big campaign promises that they're going to exit from the euro. So if that happens, the euro is going to be in massive trouble. But because he came out on top in the polls, 62%, that the market started to rally in Europe, stocks went up in the banking sector. Check this out. The main bank that we've been watching, Deutsche Bank, their stock went up 11% the day of that election, because then they realized they wouldn't be left holding the bag for the euro if it all started falling apart, because they're the main fund for the euro.
So, oh my God.
That led over into the American markets, and the Dow's been up a couple days back to back, a couple hundred points. It wasn't for that, we probably wouldn't have the Dow being up. It's up a little bit today, but, it's caused some rally that's, you know, moved into our markets, and gold pulled back a little bit because it created, you know, less uncertainty. But now gold's up again today, and the Dow's just up like 3 or 4 points.
So wait a minute, let me get this right. So what's driving the market right now is not necessarily Trump and the orders he's signing and what he's trying to push through Congress. You're thinking it's more being influenced by Europe.
Well, for the first couple of days, this just happened a couple of days ago.
Right.
Now that's going to, you know, lose its influence, and it's going to be other things. It's going to be, you know, the markets are going to be based upon the daily news if we have a government shutdown or not. That's what Friday markets are going to be, and it doesn't matter what goes on in France. So this is exactly confirming what I said. We're going to be in a bumpy roller coaster ride this year because the markets are going to be based upon news sensitivity.
I think and I'm not just saying it, but I don't think you've missed one yet, at least not one that you've called on my show. You know, maybe I help bring out the brilliance in you. I don't know what you've done on others, but I don't think you've missed one yet on this show here. So
I'm the same on your show as other shows. I'm saying the same thing, and thank you for the compliment. I'm hearing other talk show hosts say pretty much the same thing. I'm going to miss it one of these times, but hopefully it won't be a big one.
Yeah, no, but you don't, David. The difference between you and some of the other guys I've had on the show in the past is they jump all over it with a fervor, and they're right no matter what. You give fact around it. You tell me why you're coming up with the idea, why you think something's going to go a certain way, and I think that's totally different than somebody who's just sure that they're right just because they've been in the business for so long. Different approaches. I see it in different industries, and you're just one of the many industries we have on the show. So,
thank you.
So, you know, we've talked about this one before, too. Let's just say somebody had 10 grand sitting around. I open up my drawer in my bedroom, and I go, oh, hey, I didn't know the 10 grand was in here. And or envelopes, multiple envelopes of $10,000. What, $10,000, if I could put them in each category in stocks, gold, and silver, what would those values be today? What would it be worth, like, you know, 10,000, 3 cents? What would it be worth today?
Gold would be $10,970.
I could do that. Okay.
Silver would be $11,150. And if they invested in stocks using the indicator of the Dow, that your $10,000 today would be $10,500. So stocks would still, from the indexes, without talking individual stocks, would still be the least performing of the three categories, and you'd be losing money in Deutsche Bank a whole bunch still. So we watched that for a reason. But they're making their way back. I think we're going to be okay. But anyway, that's what, you know, we're seeing in the markets. I think we're going to see more of this. The Dow's doing pretty good here last few days because of the news. But the fundamentals of passing bills and getting what Trump wants to do, that's going to tell a lot here a couple months from now.
You know, I was looking through emails last week, and I pulled one up I was going to ask you a question on, so I might as well just do it today because it kind of falls in line with this. One of the fellows said to me that, look, if these values in gold and silver and what have you rise at double digits at times or pretty high single digits, he said, if I have a credit card that has like a 2.5% you know, or 3.5% interest rate. Why don't I just buy gold on the credit card?
You know, I had somebody ask me last week. She has equity in her properties. She has 11 properties. She says, do you think I should take out a loan and buy gold? I said, usually, adamantly, I say no. But do you have any money outside of your properties? Do you have any metals outside of your properties? Do you have any cash in your bank outside of your properties? And she said, no, it's really earmarked. The little bit of money I have is really earmarked towards the restoration and any maintenance on the properties. I said, all your eggs in one basket. So you're in the rare situation where I would say, you know, don't just buy gold. But if you're property heavy and rates are low, I might want, and you can make the payments, maybe pull a little bit of money out, as long as it didn't change your debt to equity level significantly, and diversify. Get some stocks, get some cash, and get some gold. But the person that doesn't have any assets and going on their credit card, absolutely not. Do not go into debt to make money in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or even gold.
Yeah,
never.
Well, I would say that. I would have said that to them too, but coming from me would have meant nothing. So I'm glad you said it, because my dad used to always say, you don't just use a credit card to do things like that, because you just never know where you're going to end up, and you could end up paying that card forever, making some stupid investments or purchases or what have you. So anyhow, this week is going to be an interesting week. We may have a government shutdown. I don't know. I know that when you go along party lines, when you're really, these guys are really at each other's throats there in Washington, and you're looking for reasons to make the other side look bad. And I really do believe that the left would shut down the government just to watch the Republicans squirm and scramble and all that other stuff. So what I want to talk about on the other side of the break, what are the chances you think of that happening? And honestly, based on the last time it happened, what do you think it'll do to the to our economy? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. David Fisher's with me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Don't go far. We're going to talk about the potential government shutdown and really what that means financially for the country and maybe even for you. We'll be right back.
Own a knife. But if it's not an Indie Hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammer knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammer Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's over yet.
We are back. All right, sit down. Can't hear the show if you can't sit around your office. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live at the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, I almost said classroom, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and also being part of the Facebook Live feed. And again, I've got David Fisher with me. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. And get your pencil, and I know some of you have a smartphone. Don't. Just get a pad of paper and a pencil. It works when the lights go out and everything. Doesn't need upgrades. Needs to be sharpened once in a while, but that's about it. Anyway, David, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate the time you're spending with me.
You're very welcome. When we talk about the government and its interactions and behavior, those might be the adolescents in the schoolyard we're talking about. So you might not be too far off.
I know, right? So, you know, this week, the government shutdown, as they like to use words like looming and overhead and darkening the skies and all that fun stuff. But it really is mostly right down party lines with this stuff. You very few crossover. And again, you know, looking at what happened last time we had the government shutdown, I'm not going to comment. I'll let you do that. And then you're looking at this. Really, first of all, what do you think the chances are? And secondly, what damage would it actually do if we shut down for a week?
I don't think it's going to do much damage short term. I think it's more of an ego thing. And who's going to get blamed for it? Will the Republicans or Democrats get blamed, or will Trump get blamed, or will it be, you know, someone else, like House Speaker Ryan, or the Democratic influence, Mr. Schumer? So it's you know, who, it's more like who's going to take the blame if this does happen, which is the ridiculous thing. They should be working on trying to get the thing done. So that's why it, I think it is adolescent and schoolyardish. But, you know, this is the confirms the problem that we have in our country. They can't work together. The big thing now is, or the previous thing, the big thing that I said on your program was the funding of the wall. Trump wanted $1.3 billion to start the funding of the wall to get this thing start to be built, so he can say he accomplished something in the 100 days of his presidency. And this would be his 100th day on Friday, tomorrow. So they had to remove that, or Trump did, to take that off the table so he wouldn't get blamed. But now there's one more little piece here that is causing all kinds of problems, and that is the Obamacare, what you call CSR payments, which is the cost-sharing reduction. Most people don't realize this, but I think I might have shared this on your program when we were on your on the air last year in the late spring, and that is Obamacare last year funded $60 billion or needed $60 billion of funding in government support through CSR payments, which is not the normal, you know, process that when government gives funding. So far, roughly this year, they've paid $8 billion out already in annual payments. The government has to – it's what couldn't be made up from companies, health care companies like Cigna and so forth. So they needed government subsidizing. So Obamacare clearly is not standing on its own 2 feet. So they're trying to push through in the spending bill all government subsidization called cost-sharing reduction of CSR payments. And Trump has said, we're not going to do that. So this is where the shutdown might happen, just over that one thing to keep Obamacare alive and working.
That's amazing. I like that. I like how they do that. You know what I mean? We'll give it a different name. We'll call it this. We'll do that. And everything will be wonderful. Nobody will know the difference. I mean, God. We just, yeah. That's a good one. I'll use that one too. I'll dig into that some more, and I'll have some fun with that. But ultimately, if they shut down those, I mean, seriously, they shut down for a week, because that usually would a week, 10 days, or what have you. What major could possibly happen? I know people worry that welfare checks won't go out, or this won't go out, that won't go out. I don't buy that. I think that there's, it's like they did last time. A lot of those checks did go out, and it was the next set of checks that wouldn't go out, which puts you out like 15 days in some cases.
Yeah, initially, you know, because Ryan says we're not, you know, going to pass this bill. We're not doing the CRSs, and Trump said, he tweeted that they're not going to do this. So that's where they're saying and standing firm. If the government shut down tomorrow, I don't think we're going to see any changes. We might see a park or two that might not be open next week, which, you know, they're not going to get revenue from selling of tickets to that park if that is that type of park. Then a week later, you're going to see some other parks shut down, or government things like the Washington Monument, you know, and this is what we saw before. We get into about the third week or so, Social Security checks might be a challenge, possibly. That's what they started talking about before, and that's when they really started to get going on and passing something. But initially, what would happen also is the contributions to all government and pensions would stop immediately. They would continue making payments and on the agreements for treasuries when they're being liquidated, and interest on treasuries, so that wouldn't stop. The day that that stops is a really, really bad day for our country, and so far that's never happened. So we came really close, and we got a credit downgrade in 2012. It came so close to that, and that's when gold went on a big rally, and so did silver for 4 or 5 months, kind of like what the stock market was doing in November and December and January. Gold was moving and silver aggressively. I don't think they're going to let it get to that level, but I would not be surprised now that we have a short-term government shutdown. I'll be surprised if they do aggressive things, and you know, like seizing your retirement or things like that, you know, the first week, second week, third week, things like that. That would all surprise me in that environment, but I think they're going to play the game, and I don't think they're going to come to agreement now.
You know, you've written about, well, you've talked about this in the show several times, about the Dodd-Frank Act, and I'm just telling you that I consistently get emails where people say, I don't buy it, I don't believe it, I don't think it's real, and I tell them, what? Just get a hold of Landmark Capital, seriously. And you know, talk to them, 844-715-7311. Come on, write it down. You have a pencil in your hand. 844-715-7311, or go to landmarkgold.com. Stop sending me emails. I don't know these things. David does. David's team knows these things. Give them a call and ask them. David, the Dodd-Frank Act does allow them to seize your retirement money, not take it away from you, so to speak, forever, but seize it, right?
Seize it, and you get a government note in replacement of that for a period of time. That's how the system is set up. You know, I have a lot of people that say the same thing to my representatives. Not a week goes by when I hear this. The most recent stories are a gentleman got our material, read it, contacted his congressman after reading our material, and told him, his congressman, and he said, tell me what you know about the Dodd-Frank Act and this thing. He says, oh, hogwash, they're just using scare tactics. So an email came back from the person that contacted his congressman, and he said that. He says, so I don't think, you know, I can, you know, trust what you're saying. And so my representative, who's been doing this 28 years, said, you know, check this web link out. Check this government link out on the FDIC. Check this government link out. And if I'm not seeing something, then let me know. And so sure enough, the email came back a couple hours later. Wow. I'm going to be talking to you shortly about getting some gold. So there's a lot of congressmen and a lot of people out there that just do not know. Another person in another state that heard me on national radio received a packet, and he says, you know, I didn't trust what you just wrote, so I started Googling some of the terms and the reports. I couldn't sleep at all last night, as the saying came back. I actually talked to the person. He says, thank you for taking my call. That's great honor. I want to tell you what effect it had on me, and I'm a believer because I saw it on the websites, and many of them were government websites with my own very eyes. So, you know, I'll put people to the test. If there's something in there that they can't find, to contact my company. If it can't be documented, it's going to have the seventh edition, and I'm going to remove it. But everything is documented through mainstream media, and many of it is on government websites, our government websites, saying that this is factual. And that's the scary thing about it. But it's human nature to say, it's so hard to get my head around this. I can't believe it, so therefore I don't want to believe it.
That's right. Yeah, no, that is, you're exactly right. That is human nature to do things like that. So you've got an offer for some of our listeners.
Those callers who call our company and initiate a trade or start the paperwork for an IRA, doesn't give you much time, but I've been talking about this, buy with our company, Landmark Capital, by April 30th, a few days from now, and make a $25,000 purchase or more, they're going to receive in their shipment not just those metals that they bought, but 10 free silver dollars as an added incentive to protect their hard-earned money.
Well, you know what, people, write this stuff down. 844-715-7311. Just call. Get information. Ask questions. Come on. Free silver. What are you getting from your other company? Seriously, give us some thought. Anyway, David, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spent with me. I don't mean this in a negative way, but when I get off the phone with you, my head spins for a while. I digest this stuff. I think about it. And, you know, I think about how many people don't know. And the way you lay it out, it's pretty simple English. It isn't that hard for people to understand. But, again, people, head over to 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com to get more information. We'll be back in a minute. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, because in the next hour, I've got some of the craziest stories coming off that interweb thing. And I think your jaw's going to hit the table. We'll be right back.